All right, I'm going to hold these. I told him I want to hold the last 7, 8, 9 minutes. I got to go back to this, why do bad things happen to good people? This comes out of the last two mornings and time that I've just been sitting down journaling thoughts, because I remember one of you, and oh, how I wish I had a conversation with you. I hurt for you when you just talked about the fact that so many horrific things are happening in your life, and the pain. Yeah, I could feel the pain that you're going through. And I mean, who at my age has not gone through deep pain? Who's going to go through life without deep pain? But some have such deep pain, it's almost indescribable. You say, how can it be? And it does naturally just pull us to say, God, why? Why so many bad things? But I want to introduce this little thought to you, just a series of thoughts. I jotted a few notes down, just thinking, I want you to get this one. There's a passage in Luke chapter 12, and it says, fear not, little flock. This is Jesus speaking. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, which means his kingdom. I think we have to understand this. God did not send his son to provide the dreams of our personal kingdoms. I think that's a presupposition that many of us have made. Kind of scratched on that one a little bit last week. We think, well, that's what God's all about. He's here to deliver my dreams about my kingdom. And this is what I think my kingdom needs. And this is what I want in my kingdom, my life, my rule. I want this, this, and this. And if I can get all of that, my kingdom's going to be so good. I'm going to be happy. And then they say, now there's your great God. There's a good God. There's a faithful God. There's a loving God. And then to realize that, no, God sent his son to provide us with our true need of his kingdom, his kingdom. I'll put it this way. I would suggest there are two kinds of followers, as we call them, followers of Jesus. There would be those that I don't think are legitimate, or at least they're confused if they are legitimate, versus some true, authentic, and nurturing, maturing followers of Jesus. The first kind of follower, that person will say, I will follow if God provides the dreams of my kingdom, I'll follow that God. And if he does, as I mentioned, there's a loving, faithful God right there. There's a second kind of follower, and that's one who will follow regardless if he makes their kingdom what they want it to be. And they will say, nevertheless, they'll say, you know what? He didn't provide my kingdom what I wanted. I would have picked something totally, totally different. But I will say this, I do believe he's a loving, faithful, he is a good God. You see, actually, what that does is all of the non-provision of our dreams, it actually will kind of show who are the legitimate and not. There are many that Jesus says come to me on that day and say, Lord, Lord, will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And there are going to be many that say, what I followed. And said, yeah, you followed, but it was if you could keep all of your idols, if you could keep the things that you believe you have to be satisfied. And I want to be your true lover. And when you know me as your true love of life, you're going to find what you were really looking for. Which raised the question, why not provide our kingdom? I touch on it, but it says, I'm going to put it this way. You know why I think he doesn't provide what we long for so often in our kingdom? It's because he loves us too much. Believe it or not, I think he loves us too much. He knows our kingdom provides too little. It really does. It provides, you know, happiness, which is very temporal, maybe at best, and kind of a hope-so hope. It's not real hope. And he knows that his kingdom provides what we really need, joy, even in the midst of the worst pain. That's what's so amazing. The worst of pain, Christians can have the greatest of joy. They all don't. That's obvious. But we have the no-so hope that I think people really, that's what brings freedom to people. So to bring the last thought to that, why should we believe that he loves us when bad things just keep on happening? And I'm going to say the reason is because he sent his son. I really do. Now, if the story of the Bible is correct, and God gave his son and was separated from the one he loved for all eternity and let him go through the hell he went through literally, that means he loves us a lot. Because we get invited into his kingdom. And I'm talking about to live in his kingdom now with great pain, but to be able to walk through the hardship. And to know that we got a place prepared for us without pain for all eternity. Why should we believe he loves us? Because Romans 8:32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not freely give us all good things? He really is looking after us. And so I say, keep looking at what Jesus did. And that's when you see love that just keeps coming. Unbelievable love. And we'll never understand the pain, the suffering, the hard things. Can't understand the ways of God. But when you know he loves us too much not to allow it, go back to last week's notes. After hearing that, think through that again and see what you think.